we're going to start off and I want to, like, define what makes it this movie or
movies we like ones we like the most, and ones that we can rewatch the most without really just, ones we can rewatch the most and still enjoy it.
Okay.
But, like, there's a difference. You can enjoy a movie and watch it whenever it's on, but it's not necessarily one of your favorite movies. You don't necessarily think it's that great of a movie. You just find it entertaining. Like, if you had to rate it, you'd probably give it a 7, but when you see it on TV, you turn it on and watch it.
True, but say the one that you can put on the DVD of anytime you want. Not get tired of it. Like, one way you can watch the
content. And, like, you know, there's a lot of things that come into play, like how good is the acting, how good is, like, you know, the story, the production value, or, like, if they're not going for that type of thing, like, just everything. There's a lot of stuff that gotta come into factor.
Yeah, you know what your favorite movies are, right?
Like, I could watch, Spider-Man, like the Sam Raimi Spider-Man. Every time they come on, I can watch them. I can put them on DVD and watch them anytime. But I wouldn't even put them in like my top 50 favorite movies.
Really? True. Yeah, they went down from my favorite list very fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, this is different. It's weird.
Unless you want to categorize this into, like, top 10 superhero movies, top 10 animated movies, top 10 80s movies, top 10 90s movies, shit like that. Well, why would we be here, like, 65 years?
No, you understand what I'm saying.
I understand. Where did you draw the categories, man? Top 10 movies I saw on the Wednesday.
I wouldn't call rewatchability. Like, just because
we're not big. What are you fucking saying?
Anyways, I guess we know what our favorite movies is. So. Yes. We got a reason what. You can't just say, oh, it's entertaining. That's not good.
Yeah, we got our reasons. That's what we're going to dive up later. We just need to come up with a list between the three of us. Why? I want to do my own dot then. That'd take too fucking long. A couple hours. Like I said, if one of you not in the, we're just going to try to do the same thing, and just like add, like, say, oh, I like 300 for just slightly different minuscule reason than you did.
Alright. Okay, I guess we'll do what he said.
If they die, more likely we're going to enjoy the same movies for similar reasons.
But these are in no particular order. They're just the 10 best. Like,
if you want to order, it's up to you. I think it's up to you.
He wants to go first.
Not yet.
Damien, dude, it seems like he's itching.
Yeah. 2-1. I literally have to decide. I'm waiting for you guys. You have a list right now. I don't. Besides, I'm eating.
I just got my Facebook, like, it's in front of me. Movie section.
I hate you too.
Alright. Way to go.
I guess I'll start from the bottom of mine. Boondock Saints.
I might put it on there. Not sure.
Why Boondock Saints?
Yeah. I like the story, the setting, the two brothers.
What is it, a big story and setting that you like?
Well, that
it just kind of reminds me of Newfoundland. Like, even with the Irish guys, like, it seems like something's there that reminds me kind of like the Bay, but not really.
I know what you mean, though.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly love movies.
It seems like, oh, these might be a couple of the buys, but, you know. In, like, the pub settings, then it goes into this gang, then moves into the gangsters, and seeing Ron Jeremy get shot off the sprint is just awesome, because I hate that fuck.
He's not very good, man. A guy would have looked to be that successful in the industry that he's in is pretty credible.
Yeah.
You gotta give props to guys like that. If he can make a successful career in the career path he chose, and it gives a lot of hope to everyone else.
Yeah,
they can say porn industry, DJ.
This is gonna be explicit, motherfucker.
But I like, porn is a light movie because I can pull it, like, insignificant fucking rope.
We gotta go on there, Rambo.
I already fucking shoot the cat.
Yeah, that's really funny. And the joke, the part when he tells the joke to, like, the mob boss. That's, like, my favorite scene. And he's, like, squirming and breaking that. He's, like, trying to tell this joke.
And the part where they drink Rocco and they're taking their Russian gang, people trying to kill him, and then he starts saying, fuck.
Yeah.
Fucking dude, fuck, what the fuck?
And then he's like, oh man, it's like, this is not like TV, where the fucker dies behind the couch, you gotta shoot him for 10 fucking minutes.
And Willem Dafoe in it, he's awesome. There was a firefly!
It's definitely my top 5 favorite movies, for sure. The Night Saints is amazing. See, well, Derek said the whole Boston influence, but to me, East Coast, when you got East Coast next to the Atlantic cities, it kind of reminds your home a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can watch movies based in Boston and places like that, and it kind of feels like this could be St. John's.
Mm, yeah. England, New England, basically, is the same, you know, St. John, we found that is. Like, so they're around the same time.
Yeah.
Similar ancestry, similar cultural thing being brought over.
And, like, the whole Irish thing, and then plus it's a vigilante movie, and...
Yeah.
To me, gangster movies, vigilante movies,
yeah,
my favorite types of movies. No matter, like, any time, there's not a time when I can click on the TV and see a good gangster movie or a good vigilante movie and not turn it on, be able to sit down and watch it right through.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's so quotable. Like, almost every line is, you can repeat. And it's like a different style of movie where you see the detective scene and then you go back and you feel in the
Yes, mind. That is very unique. Even... I like the
character. It's very different movie.
And in the sequel, I did like the fantasy aspects, where they would go in, like, the cowboy scene with the detective, the one where in the hockey rink with Rocco. The one at the beginning, like the...
Where they imagine their plan going off flawlessly, then it shows how it actually went down. It's fucking hilarious. With the forklift.
One part I like in the second movie, though, I believe he finds, like, some white powder or something. He's like, I think it's heroin. He's like, Eddie, how's heroin? He's like, I know shit. Was that in the second movie or the first movie?
That's second movie.
Yeah, that's probably my favorite part, second movie.
Then there was a conversation between, oh my god, the, El Duce and, what's the name of that, the gangster? No, and it's Noah and...
No. You know, Vinny or Vinny or something.
Yeah, that conversation.
But, like, the second movie is Black, William Dafoe, Ike Rocco.
Yeah.
You
know. But Rocco's in it, but he's not in it.
Yeah. The first movie is, like, one of my favorite movies. The second movie is, you know...
I like the lower production value, too. Like, it doesn't seem so big. It seems very small. When you look at it, it's like... Yeah, and the opening music, and the opening with and the music, and the, like, scenes of Boston, and the helicopter shot going around the bridge is awesome.
Yeah.
And the music they have is different, is rock, is it independent. One of the songs in the sequel, I think, Buddy heard it in a bar, like a, you know, amateur musician in a bar, he's like, I want that song, it's going to be in my fucking movie. You got the rights to it, now it's in the movie.
You want to go with one?
Yeah, I had something else to say, but I think, oh, the ending, like, with news and people saying, like, oh, these people are criminals, and they're saying, oh, they're saviors, like, that type of thing, I like that, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, cool.
And we forgot about her father, we never even mentioned her father.
Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, in a serious dramatic role, yet he's one of the best comedians I've ever seen.
Oh, yeah.
And he lived, and he went to a movie without dying, which is always awesome.
He died. He's like the only person to die in a Muppet movie.
We never really mentioned Norman Reedus too much. He's a pretty fantastic actor. He's in a lot of movies we like. Blade 2.
Yeah. Which is
fucking dead for me.
On his list. It's it. Damon has it in his pile.
But he's a really good actor.
Yeah.
Who's he in?
If the
Norman Reedus.
Okay. What character is his name? Move that thing. He's got a cat buzz.
Oh my god.
Hey, Stuart.
The guy from The Walking Dead.
He plays Murphy.
Oh! Alright. I keep forgetting their names.
Because I'm shit
who what their names are. Duncan and Murphy.
Connor and Murphy.
Connor.
And he also played Judas in the Lady Gaga video.
That's a sensation to exist.
I'll go again. I guess we'll go with next one. I'm going to go to episode 3. Because it was
Huh? Star Wars Episode 3?
Yeah, because it's like, it's the one that probably had the most impact on me.
Because you didn't know what happened to Anakin Skywalker until that.
No, because it was like the best one that I've seen since, like, you know, since I was born. Like, the other movies, even though they're probably, some of them, Empire's probably better, the episode 3 had more impact on me because it was like, it was new, it was something, like,
yeah, it was our time, it was our generation.
It's our time, it's our Star Wars. And something that we grew up with, and this is the end of it. And you know, and unlike episode 1 and 2, one is pretty shit, but I like it. But 2, I don't like 2. I doubt that much. 2 has some good moments, but it's not that great. But then 3 just comes together. It's like, this is the plan. This is the ending that Lucas had. This is like the beginning and the end that Lucas thought out years ago. I remember seeing something back in the day for special features for the original trilogy. He talked about that how Darth Vader told the story of Darth Vader that the way why he's injured and why he's disfigured is because he fought Obi-Wan in the volcano, and there it is.
Yeah.
Well, it was like, you know, it was the end of something. It was the end of a trilogy. It was the end.
And the best moment, I think, is at the very end, is when Owen and Beru are there with baby Luke looking at the sun setting. That moment is just like, holy shit, this is Star Wars. Like,
so it begins. You think, like, this is the end?
This is where it begins. At that moment, you're like, fuck. It's like, and the music is there, perfect, and it's like, yeah. Like, who cares what anyone else says? At this moment, this is Star Wars.
Well, there's no more epic battle in the whole Star Wars universe than the Obi-Wan Anakin.
Like, yeah, it's kind of pathetic now that the choreography of the fight between Darth Vader and old Obi-Wan.
Yeah, that's
that was basically Space Kendo.
Like, not taking anything away from any other fights, I'm just saying, like, and every time I watch Star Wars Episode 3, I freak out at the part with the Emperor and like Anakin stop me.
I keep thinking Yoda's gonna win, man.
I keep thinking Mace Windu's gonna kill the Emperor.
Yes.
It's all gonna be peaceful. Man. Everything's gonna work out.
You're like, come on! You should have killed him.
Another couple hundred years of the Republic rule.
Oh. It is heartbreaking. You keep speaking, Yoda's gonna kill the Emperor. And you know Yoda's gonna be on that fucking swamp planet.
Like, it's a gut-wrenching movie.
You forget that the other movies exist at that point.
Yeah, oh yeah, for sure.
You're so invested in those duels, it's just like, you forget that what's gonna happen, sort of. So that is really, really good filmmaking.
And then Obi-Wan's speech to Anakin.
Yeah, that breaks your fucking heart.
Yeah.
The only part that ruins that ending is Padme just dying all of a sudden.
Like, she has no will, but she's lost the will to live.
Lost the will to live? What a better reason to live is than 2 kids? I lost the will to live. You have 2 youngsters. Stay alive and raise them.
Just gotta say, it's something at the Force.
Yeah, it's got your fucking text.
Yeah.
And
the whole Order 66 with the clone troopers all turned on Jedi.
Yeah.
A lot of cool characters in that movie.
Let's put his name, please, the Emperor.
Oh my god, Nelson something. Malcolm McDermott? No, McDermott or something. His performance was awesome.
The clone troopers turning on the Jedi is even more gut-wrenching now that they're watching Clone Wars.
Yeah, oh yeah. Like, that's what I like with Clone Wars. It puts everything more in perspective. It makes the impacts of Episode 3.
See that? But the only thing I got to say with Clone Wars is the characterization between Anakin in the series and Anakin at the beginning of the third movie are so far not lining up. You know what I'm saying?
He'll get there.
No, they would have to make him a shitty character in order to
He's just too heroic. He's not a bitchy teenager enough yet.
Yeah.
Even though he's in his early 20s. Moving on.
The original Ninja Turtles movie. You say, you got anything to say about that one?
That's a good movie.
Like, you can't beat... Like, those effects on Turtles are just amazing. Very cool. It's also a very quotable movie.
Yeah, it is a good movie.
And just something I can't explain, but that the flashback sequence, I've always wanted to know how that was done. Like, that black shadow and all the shadows in the black background.
And it's probably my favorite version of Master Splinter.
Huh?
Probably my favorite version of Master Splinter. He's like, yeah. The boys and frail.
Mm.
But the second movie is... second movie I think may be funnier. But the second movie's good, but not like the way the first movie is good.
I can watch second and third movie. I'm not too gone on them, but you know, I'll watch.
So
I really like
let's just face it, the third movie's is an abortion.
You get that's the 80s and 90s, actually. You get a successful franchise. It's got milk control at work.
But how could it... Okay, it's a successful franchise. How can the movie look so freaking cheap compared to the other two? Try to increase the profit margins on the machine.
Then they had to put it back in the
pond. No care at that point.
Black figures, right?
Yeah, no one cared at that point. Well, there's pretty good fight scenes in it. Like you said, the effects are really, really good. So it actually looks like these are like biological, living flesh creatures. If they had to do it now, they'd probably be like CG. Because, but you figure after all this time, they'd like, yeah, the tronic effects.
Like you gotta figure those suits at least weigh like 120, 130 pounds, and then they're doing all those flips on them on.
Large strike.
See, that's what the Ninja Turtles is, like the first movie. Whole street level,
yeah,
dogs and stuff like that.
Yeah, even though I would like to see a movie where the turtles in space fighting space triceratops,
yeah,
that wouldn't rather. That would be.
I think that would be a cool direct DVD animated movie.
Yes,
triceratops.
But we already had in the TV series. But like I said, I would like to see that. Just to see like how overboard they would go with the animatronics. See, the movies I want to make are like. It would cost like $500 million. It'd be 7 hours long. Yeah, like you said, the Ninja Turtles is the best one. It's like just street level crime. The Shredder's not alien or a... Yeah.
I like the Purple Dragons. I like the Purple Dragons and the Foot in the same storyline.
Purple Dragons are like your street level.
Yeah, and you graduate to...
This motherfucker is a bad mofo.
Like in the Tears and Tree cartoon, you know, like when it was the chaos in the streets and like
the that three-way battle.
Yeah.
Okay, let's stop talking about it. Okay, I guess Transformers 86. Probably only, I think it's the only anime movie I got on there. Anything to say about that? I don't know. You guys are better at starting them.
Holy shit, something that awesome looking came out in the 80s.
I guess that is the best Transformers movie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It makes you think that the cartoon is cool, isn't it?
Like I said yesterday, oh, man, this is awesome. Man, that's based on the show. Man, what the show look like? Oh. Yeah, like, the fight between Optimus and Megatron, awesome. Then, that Megatron's transformation sequence into Galvatron, made back in the day, like, all drawn by hand, all on paper.
Yeah, that's rotoscope, so they had to take the film and then they had to draw on that. It's like some sort of special kind of chemical that would make it glow. So that's what, how that's done.
Holy fuck. Draw it on the film?
Yep. On negative, I think.
Holy shit.
And can you imagine any movie today being so, like, well-reviewed after it came out, with all the main characters getting killed within, like, the first half hour?
Yeah.
No, it was actually critically panned, and nobody went to see it.
Oh, they got a cult following, huh?
Oh, man. Yeah.
And that means more than anything else.
Yeah.
Mostly. Oh, now we're about to buy an Amazon, and, like, the ultimate Matrix version of it. Well, it wasn't broke.
When something stands the test of time, that's how you know something's good. Like anything, when coming out in theaters, make billions of dollars, you know, everybody, you know, listening to so-so, but then in 5-10 years' time, yeah, if people still look at it to that degree, then, you know, you got something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think people are going to look back on the new Transformers movies with fondness. So that's all another podcast in itself about how the movies fail. But though, as I was saying, the music. Holy fuck,
yeah.
The music.
It's very 80s.
I know, man, but it works so well, yeah. What's going on, though. You're just like, yes, more.
That's what you like when you think of Transformers. You think of the 80s, like this. You know,
yes.
They go hand in hand.
And then when Beast Wars come out, they go, like, even more metal.
Yeah, because that's when you're into the 90s.
Yeah.
Post-grunge world.
One thing knock I have against is Transformers Prime is that the music is just orchestral lackluster.
Stay on topic, stay on topic.
Just saying, man, that music actually was not. In Transformers, you need electric guitar wailing at all times.
Where the fuck are you going?
I got my sweater gonna stand sitting right next to the fucking heater.
We want to talk about next. Lord of the Rings, Mortal Kombat, or Highlander?
It don't matter.
I guess...
You and Damien got all the same movies, or what?
What?
You and Damien got all the same movies?
No, I got a couple, so... I'm not sure about the Ninja Turtles, but Boondock Saints, after discussing it,
yeah, we've got Boo up there. What was the other ones?
I got Lord of the Rings. You want to talk about that?
Okay.
Well, this is on the list. Like we said, no trilogies. We had it. That's why I only picked episode 3. But with Lord of the Rings, it's one continuous story. When one movie ends, the other one just begins. It's not like, oh, there's a break. It's just one long story. That's why I put this one on there.
But I can pick one over the rest.
Huh?
I can pick one of the movies over the rest when it comes to Lord of the Rings.
Really? What's that?
2 hours.
Out of all the films, yeah, that's the best.
Yeah.
Because it was more...
Yeah, I got it. Scary with you. God damn it.
Here's but though, I do like the whole Shire thing.
Megalos. What? Did I say something?
I said I do like the whole Shire part of the first one.
Yeah. Like, let's face it, the reason 2 Towers kicks ass is because it was the one with the most Aragorn, Gimli, and Legolas.
Yeah.
And Merry and Pippin.
Yeah.
Like, everybody likes Sam, Frodo, and the Gollum parts. Those are my least favorite parts. I hate Gollum. I just don't like him. Like,
I like the parts when they first met up and stuff, and like he was eating raw fish, or he was eating rabbit, and like, we can make stew out of that, and stuff like that.
Yeah, but eventually it just gets on your friggin' nerves.
No, I didn't find that.
Yeah, I just...
Yeah.
I just don't like, the worst thing about Lord of the Rings is the racism.
Yeah.
So, all goblins are evil. All orcs are evil.
Oh, that?
Yeah.
Again, that's the way you're bored.
Well, to be fair, the Orichai were, you know, made that way.
True.
They didn't have much choice. Yeah, but man, that was back, it was written back in the
40s. I know. I'm just being sarcastic.
That's really all, like, fantasy is. They're savage. They're a bunch of savages that are going to kill you.
That's one thing I do like about Game of Thrones, though. No good or bad. Good or bad in all different
ways. Yeah, but there's no orcs in it.
Yeah.
If there were orcs, they'd be all be slaughtered.
I just want a story of a good orc.
I cannot.
Well, then, start playing World of Warcraft. I don't know.
Yeah, just play World of Warcraft. Join the, fuck us the White Side
Alliance, I think.
Yeah. No, wait, can you be?
No, you can't.
I thought they changed that after.
Oh, no, I don't know.
I think eventually... never mind.
Lord of the Rings.
Islander.
I watched Highlander with someone in St. John's once, and they thought it was the worst thing they've ever seen.
Really? Why?
It was awful. They could not get into it at all. That was too... Like, they do, like, campy stuff, but it was just... too cheesy. You couldn't get into it.
I don't find the first one cheesy. Besides, there's a kick-ass story. It has Sean Connery. The flashbacks are awesome. The old idea of immortals are awesome. Clancy Brown is awesome.
He's always awesome.
Yeah, he's always awesome.
The soundtrack entirely done by Queen, pretty much.
Besides the score.
Mm. Yeah.
Really good 80s movie.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a really great.
Speaking of the 80s, we're going to go with probably one of the better gangster movies, kind of gangster movie, Scarface.
That's a movie I can watch. I feel like a rapper for liking so much. Like, you know,
rappers like it because of the they tend to ignore the ending and the descent into madness and like in his dire empire crumbling below him. They just see all the money, all the guns, all the coke, and all the women. They don't see the ending. Like, where, like, betrays everyone and ends up getting killed for it. And, like, if he followed Frank's rules and stayed small time, he'd still be alive.
And he'd be pretty wealthy.
Mm. But
his fall did come because he wouldn't kill wife and kids and compromise his own morals on the thing of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is the ultimate, like, immigrant... small time up the big time thing.
Like this weird twisted version of the American dream being told.
You hear that they're gonna remake it?
I remember you telling me that like 5-6 years ago.
Yeah, I think it's gonna be like starring, I think it's gonna be a black guy. I'm not sure.
I don't think it was gonna happen. That's been in the news now for years and years and years.
Yeah, but like what I'm saying is, if they remake it, is it gonna be a remake of a remake, for Christ's sake?
Like, the thing about remakes is they'll put them out to make money. Why don't they just release the old movies in theaters?
Yeah. It works. A lot of movies have built over the past year and it works.
Yeah, Lion King.
Was re-released and made a decent amount of money and...
3D Star Wars.
Yeah.
A lot of 3D Disney movies, 3D Monsters. Monsters, Inc. came out like last week or something.
I think barely anyone to see that one.
I'm not really gonna love this movie. He watched it in Canadian history. 3-hour movie. Oh, that was awesome.
Sounds like the most extreme tangent ever.
Funny thing in the world was it was on two VHS, three VHSs. And unedited too. And
I like how, like, there's not many gangster movies that I've seen that I didn't like.
Mm.
I still gotta watch The Epitome, the one that everybody, like, rates as the number one.
What?
Like, there's one gangster movie that everyone rates above them all, like, the top gangster movie of all time, and I haven't watched it yet.
I have no idea what comment. What movie did you say it was?
Goodfellas.
Goodfellas. I only see that on A&E, but I don't watch it because I know it's gonna be, like, edited the fuck.
Yeah. But, like, it's always rated number one. Even more than The Godfather.
I ain't seen Godfather. I've seen Goodfellas. And
like one of those things where you know it's rated so good and you just gotta watch everything else before you watch that, because you know after you watch it,
nope,
you're not gonna be able to watch everything else the same.
I'm gonna say the 1994 Mortal Kombat movie for most of the same reasons as the, as Ninja Turtles, the effects. The fact that it, like, it's probably the best video game movie because it stays close as it could be to the video game, where it's a tournament, there's Shang Tsung's in it. Minus that Scorpion and Sub-Zero are under his power, that's probably, like, my biggest issue. And minus the gore, minus the fact that it's not R-rated, there's no blood or anything, but at the time, most, which I can see why it did, because at the time, most fans of the game were teenagers, and they wouldn't be able to, like, teenagers, kids, going into the arcades, they wouldn't be able to go see the movie if it was R-rated, or it was easy. And I've seen that movie when I was really young, and it's just something that I really like ever since then.
Plus, it's a pretty bitchin' techno soundtrack.
Yeah, and Christopher Lambert's in it, so. Also, a very quotable movie. And probably one that you'll probably have more to talk about, Gladiator.
Gladiator's on your list?
Yeah.
Oh, sweet. Started the old trend of, like, the epic movie type of thing that can't, like, get followed, you know? You had Gladiator come out, then you had, like, Alexander and Troy, and it started a whole trend that was so good.
Except for Alexander.
Won lots of Grammys, got Russell Crowe, one of the coolest actors ever.
Yeah, just need to end,
A lot of cool
Alexander. Alexander. Most of those movies are good.
Yeah.
Well, there was, like, the King Arthur movie, that was pretty shit. There was another one, like, Legion, that was, like, prequel of King Arthur, like, when he was, like, a kid or something, really weird.
Is that the one with the buddy from the Mummy movies?
Yes! Fucking island.
Of course, it's a story. Of course, the reason it's out there is because it's a story of revenge. Especially Spartan general. Roman general loses it all, becomes a slave, gets really good in the Colosseum and all that kind of crap, and then sort of he gets his revenge, dies, and then sets up a sequel, possibly with that black guy.
But that's not gonna happen. I think they decided after it was left like it was.
What?
I think they decided after it was best left as is.
Yeah.
But, like, the personality, the costumes,
Gladiator is the reason, like, every video game there's a Colosseum in it. I, like, make a beeline to it. Just because I've got love the idea of, like, fighting for entertainment.
And there's not much good things to say about that movie. 10 out of 10 is perfect in my mind. There's nothing.
Oh, no! I mean, fucking Oscar the goddamn thing wins.
A lot.
Yeah, you can't.
Well, I won Best Picture.
I got, like, there's nothing bad I can say about it.
I found repeated viewings that the editing and the fight scenes was a bit iffy. I can't quite put my finger on it, but they did seem a bit weird. The way that fight scenes are, like,
I guess it's what the was. You talking about the ones with the tigers and the animals?
No, like, it used to just, like, cut away right before a sword would slice.
Oh, yeah.
I think check
the rating. If it's PG-13, that's probably the reason why.
I think it is. I don't think it's rated. It's not rated R.
No, it's 14A, so that's Canadian equivalent, I guess.
Yeah, so.
I figured it was because it was before, like, CG became prominent, where you could, like, just CG in the sword. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, I guess.
You CG a sword, instead of, like, having, like, a breakaway one now they used to have.
Yeah.
Like, what are you doing in 300?
Speaking of 300 and movies that are going to have probably unnecessary sequels, 300. Big Gladiator, they those old sword movies, just make it badass.
And well, you have to talk about the source material. I think it came from Frank Miller's epic 80s graphic novel.
Well, to be fair...
Was it 90s? Was it 90s? I don't know.
I thought that was either 90s or even...
To be fair, if Gladiator...
No, wait, it's 2000s, I think, the 300.
Oh, really?
Oh. Yeah, because I think it's an allegory, sort of maybe an allegory for the U.S. invasion of Iraq, maybe. I don't know. Look it up. Somebody look it up.
If Gladiator was not successful, we wouldn't have this.
No.
Well,
it's
a very, very flawed movie. But it's just that it's
cold from that warrior's
perspective. It's like from like a solid chunk of badass. Like the producers said, like, I do not want anything in this movie that is not cool. Sorry, it just appeals to my inner child, teenager, just like.
It came out in 1998.
Oh, okay, I guess I was wrong with that.
Maybe it was the first invasion of the U.S. invasion of Iraq.
But like it's told, like you can't look at it that way. You gotta look at it as told from that general's point of view, of course.
Right. Not a good movie. Three Kings. Fuck.
Yeah. I like it because it's not like how the actual events happened. It's a story being told by Faramir or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's like this big old over-exaggerated tale of propaganda.
I can't believe people are like, oh, it's not historically accurate. I think at the time, I didn't even know that was based on history. My young, feeble mind. But it's like, what you're bitching that
there's one thing I love is just stories. If you can get me an old guy and sit me down in front of him and he tells the story, I'm there with the rest of the goddamn nuts. Yep.
But is it not too...
Like,
not too far off history.
Yeah, minus the, you know, guy with oaks on his hands, the rhinos.
Oh, the costume part of it.
The giant body.
The fact that there's probably more than actually 300 Spartans. More like
there was more than 300 Spartans, but, and it was the Athenians navy that really did a lot of damage.
Yeah, Athenians. The fact that Spartans weren't homophobic, most of them actually did participate in homosexuality.
They did have slaves.
Women's rights was hard on Sparta. Like, a woman... Well, like, there was only two people who got headstones. There was only two people who got headstones in Sparta, and that was women who died in childbirth and warriors who died in battle. So.
Yeah.
They were bred to be a warrior race. Like, all that stuff is true. Yeah.
Oh, it's a piece.
Yeah. And the fact that the Spartans did actually wear armor.
Yeah. They baited their, like, when a baby was born. Like, if you see it, toddler with no disfigures and stuff, and thought that was okay. The next stage was to bathe them in wine. And if they died from being bathed in alcohol, then it means they were weak. And if they survived, then, you know, they passed the next test.
Well, they were, kickstarting natural selection, you know, like, spotting that in overdrive.
It could have been a real good Nazi propaganda film back in the day. Very nationalistic and very, you know, selective breeding and race and all this stuff, you know.
Yeah. All right, that's my list. You gonna go Edward or you wanna go bro?
I don't have much different, actually.
Okay.
So Dave, you can go.
What?
I said go ahead.
See, so far there was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 overlap.
So, yeah. See what I got here. Oh yeah, that was pretty badass.
So, So far, me and Darren have had the theme of the Boondock Saints, Highlander, Scarface, Lord of the Rings, specifically 2 hours, Gladiator, 300, and maybe the Ninja Turtles. I haven't quite decided. You know, that could be like, that'd be like number 12, 11, skips up, skips down, depending on when last I saw it or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This is very malleable. Like, next week, this would be like, completely different, you know?
Yeah.
Fuck off, Bill.
My pick is Sin City.
Ooh, nice.
Another Frank Miller.
Coincidence. It's not because of Frank Miller, it's because
it's a damn good movie. It's like, you know, pretty much any gangster, street level thugs, big old conspiracy, oozing style, violent as all hell, plenty of nudity, you know. Lots of
birds I love that film noir like style. Yeah.
And that narration. Holy fuck, after watching that movie, I'm narrating by every move for a week. I don't know if the French door.
Well, that's the noir style.
Yeah.
Probably one of the few black and white movies I'd seen before I was 20.
Other movie, Blade 2.
Best of the trilogy.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I saw that one way before I saw the first one. And I just thought, you know, good action movie, awesome premise that, you know, vampires, like, they took over corporations. And, like, yeah, they're like these big old organized entity, like that old mega corpse, and they bribe the police, you know. Peter said, best way not to make enemies, make a friend.
Yeah. Yes.
Fantastic fight scenes. Mostly practical effects, which I'm really a fan of. But use CG when appropriate. Awesome villain. He's like a super-powered hobo.
Yeah.
And Ron Perlman, Wesley Snipes is at his best.
But then in a way, kind of wooden villain in a way. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's
like he was taking out the other vampires, so that's kind of good. But yet,
yeah,
he was still a villain. It's cool when you got two warring villain factions.
Blade's like owning of was it Spud Skin? Whatever it is.
Oh yeah,
with the bomb.
That whole fight scene where he's like just taking on the moves, he like suplexes a guy.
And he just pops up right in front of Ron Perlman. And yeah. Ron Perlman's line is probably one of my favorite ones. It's like my dad said before, kill my mom. If you want something done right, you gotta do it yourself.
He's a wicked actor, man.
I just love the fact when like he kills vampires, they catch on fire. If you're going out...
He's no evidence.
What?
No, he's no evidence.
There's one thing I love more than blood, it's fire, you know?
And that led by to the Blade series where that was used as a drug, ashes.
Mm. Oh yeah. That's a totally underrated show, by the way. That still holds up. That's the best thing Spike did in my Zorro Samurai.
Mm. And the last one, that's only a trick, is Batman Beyond Return of the Joker.
Damn straight.
Which ending?
Huh?
Which ending?
Ending.
Yeah, there's two different endings.
There was not.
Yeah, there is.
There's only two endings. There's only one ending. Batman Beyond.
One ending came in first, because WV saw the other one, they didn't like it, and then there was the one after where Tim Drake killed the Joker.
That's not the ending.
It's not the ending? I don't know, I can't remember much of that movie. I just remember Zoss, the podcast, the creator, and the...
The uncut version, DJ, in case you're wondering.
That's just a metal box.
That's a flashback. Yeah, it ends the same, like, it's the culmination of the entire series, like, Harry's character development into being Batman. It shows flashbacks to the original series. It brings back Mark Hamill as the Joker, which is always good. He's at his best. This is, in my opinion, is his best performance as the Joker. Plus, it gave a proper good ending to the series. It's beautiful animated.
This movie was animated in Japan. Like,
there's a scene that kind of rips off Akira, sort of, it's an homage to Akira, like, with the, I guess, you see Akira.
Like, 10 years ago, like, in bits and pieces.
Like, the scene with the satellite.
I don't remember that scene.
Like, yeah, but, like, the animators who worked on Akira worked on Batman Beyond, like, yeah, we're gonna outdo ourselves at this time. We're gonna redo this. We're gonna do it better than we did back in the 80s. And they pretty much did, so.
What do you think of
it's probably the best
whole thing, the whole Joker dying?
Yeah. And now, Terry...
What do you think of that? What do you think of that?
But he beats him psychologically. He laughs at the Joker, not with him. You know?
Yeah.
He's like, ah, you're pathetic. You're a piece of shit.
That's why, like Batman and the Joker, that's like one of the things with the Joker. Like, if Batman had a sense of humor, and could just laugh.
Yeah.
And do stuff like that with the Joker, and, like, you know, make fun of the Joker, and, like, would totally ruin him.
And the thing is, like, they can't do that in the comics, because they can't have, like, Dick Grayson or Tim Drake do that. Otherwise, like, well, we know how to beat the Joker now, you know?
Well, that's why when Dick Grayson took over as Batman, Joker wasn't really much of an enemy. He kind of joined up with him for a bit. But then, you know, he had other plans.
I'm going to have some honorable mentions.
Okay, go ahead.
That never made the list, but they, fluctuate wildly, as I said. Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah. Probably the best Western, maybe.
Awesome Western. Kick-ass music. Clint Eastwood's the man. Conan the Barbarian, 80s version.
Well, that's a wicked movie.
Yeah.
Beautiful cinematography, beautiful music. It's like one of my favorite scores. I'm not like, if I'm watching a movie, one of the least things I'm, say I get interested in or even hear is the music. But for that, you know, for me to take notice, it has to be really good. Especially that opening scene in the snow with like the light going down through the trees. That's just fucking beautiful, man. And it's like, fucking Conan with goddamn Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like this beautiful movie with this, you know, all this gorgeous stuff and it's like awesome fantasy, you know.
Yo, you heard that they're making a sequel to that?
Oh yeah, dude.
Yeah, where he's like an old king.
Yes. It's like
That's really cool.
It's gonna be like it's gonna be starring like Conan's son or whatever, but you know, Schwarzenegger's gonna be
in it as
old Conan sport role. And the 2000's Count of Monte Cristo. The original Revenge Tale adaptation of it. It's, you know, the ultimate Revenge Tale, basically. We said we like revenge movies. Well, this is the progeny. The original novel, anyway.
I heard the revenge, I said vigilante.
Guy Pearce is the villain, which is always awesome. And it stars the guy who played Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a really good adaptation of this very, like, novel. They did the best they could.
Yeah.
Like, the novel had, like, 500 characters.
Yeah, it's like, there's a lot of characters in the novel. Some of them some of the characters in there are amalgamations of two or three of them and stuff like that, but...
Oh, yeah, another novel mentioned V for Vendetta because it, you know, references the Count of Monte Cristo and it's all, like, the revenge tale.
Yeah, so...
And, one more. That TMNT... Turtles Forever, because it's the meeting of the old Ninja Turtles and the new Ninja Turtles. Same thing with Batman Beyond, it ends the story of that series proper.
Yeah.
And it also brings in the 80s, the comic Turtles. Yeah, true that the 80s Turtles did kind of get raped in the characterization.
Yeah.
They were over-exaggerated.
Because, like, it was made by Not Kevin Eastman, the other guy. Peter Laird.
And he hated that series, so they really...
But it's something just, like, really
awesome, like, seeing, like, two things from different parts of your childhood.
But one of, like, the most, like, striking or, like, almost on the cringe of, like, fringe of horror is that just seeing, like, an animated world being, like, turned into paper, just like blank paper by a villain. Just there's something just really off and like creepy about that.
Yeah, just so the usual black abyss is this white abyss.
Like this white piece of paper, basically. Even though that movie was made, it was animated digitally, but still, it gets the point across.
So, oh, what do you think of my list?
It's not bad.
Tried to make it highbrow and including the Van Damme movies.
That one too bad.
Still a for good. We should go listen to B movies later.
What movies?
B movies.
Like name some for example.
Army of Darkness. Yeah, you know, like stuff that's not like
high production,
you know. Oh man, they should put that one on the list. Alright, Hayward, go ahead.
Not that much different. Fight Club, Inglourious Bastards.
Fight Club! God damn it!
Fight Club is like number one on my list.
Right. It might just go near your speakers there for a second. Or Damien Boone, I love it. Oh, shit.
Yeah. It came out at a good time. It came out in the 90s. You know, the 80s and 90s were pretty consumer, you know, the wide world was working at that time. Everybody was trying to get the best of everything. It was kind of like the way it is now, but it was the first time you had a movie really get into the philosophy and stuff like they did. And the acting was good, a lot of good lines.
Yeah. It
made you really think about the way the world works.
Mm-hmm. I can hit a dog now. Keep youngsters in the background. Was that what you said?
Inglourious Bastards. Because I just like Inglourious Bastards. I could watch that over and over and over.
Inglourious Bastards?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I haven't seen it, but...
It's long, and there's a lot of reading, but it's just, I don't know, there's something about it, something special about it.
Mm. Anything else?
Some tree hunter.
Jack.
Could be my thing, the Gladiator.
Yeah.
Jarhead would be there.
I did not like that movie at all.
Man.
I can almost recite that movie from start to finish.
Yeah. Mostly I went into it thought it was a bit more action-y, and so I guess my experience.
Yeah, I got threw off by that
at
first, but then I realized, man, this was like one of the funniest movies I ever watched.
I never thought it was funny.
I, like, cried a lot of parts.
I vaguely recall watching that movie with you, and you didn't cry once.
No, cried laughing.
That's what I'm saying, like,
I don't remember that.
I don't remember you chuckling.
Man, I find
that
movie
hilarious. I probably fire or something when I watched that, man. I can't fucking remember.
Oh, yeah, it's time to go watching that movie.
It's not the first movie I've ever seen. I wouldn't put it anywhere. You're like,
yeah. Yeah.
Me and one of my friend's boyfriends were like just reciting lines in that movie, like just one after the other, laughing, talking about it.
He likes that movie because he's in the army.
He wasn't at that point. He wasn't at that.
Well, yeah, he wanted to go in the army. He's like, you in law enforcement, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I like law enforcement, but I'm not too into most cop movies. I'd rather watch a gangster movie or a vigilante movie.
True that.
Oh, fuck, fun cop, bad cop.
Mm. See that one?
Nope.
That movie, that's probably the best Canadian movie.
Yeah?
Hell yeah.
Better than...
Yeah, it's basically cops and hockey.
You haven't seen Goon? That's a good Canadian movie.
Goon?
The one with Sean Austin? He plays like, he's not very good at hockey, but he only has him on the team like to fight people.
No, I haven't seen that one.
And the guy who played Sabretooth in Wolverine is like, he's like the big fighter on the St. John's Shamrocks team. Made up teams.
Oh, yeah. St. John's, New Brunswick, or St. John, Newfoundland?
St. John's, Newfoundland.
Holy shit, Lee Shriver? So,
yeah.
He was cool, like, in that movie.
He was, like, this, like, warrior type, like, he was, like, the silent, like, the legend fighter. He was, like, that's who the final bout was between those. Really good movie, really funny.
Okay. Anything else?
No, that's all I got.
All right.
Oh, come on, I had three movies different than that.
I should think Glorious Bastards, Fight Club, and Jared.
Oh, yeah, okay, so
I didn't make up a list. Yeah, I made up a list of 5.
Alright. So, I guess that's it for this one.
Men do not cry. Men do not pout. Men kick you in the fucking jaw and say...
Thanks for coming out.